Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. May you be blessed in all you do today, confident that the Spirit of God leads you with wisdom and love. That's my prayer for you today. And after a busy weekend, you're probably needing some peace today and some calm and some quiet. So I hope you have some time. I know that today, Kimberly and I were watching some birds. I had the water on stamped concrete. I was watering the lawn in the backyard, and I had the water going over on some of the concrete. Well, I'll tell you, about 20 to 25 little birds came. They were bathing and splashing and having a wonderful time. And all we could do was just laugh with them. It was wonderful. We had a great time. Oh, it's just so wonderful to know that when God created you and me, He had in plan to take over. He wanted to control and be taking over for your best interest. And friend, we've got to realize that God has the wisdom of the universe. He is the wisest of the whole universe. He is wiser than the whole universe. So I pray today that you will let Him take over. Just take over. And I'm going to be talking about peace today, about the peace that we need to have in this chaotic world. I saw, as we were watching the game, and it was CU playing CSU. CSU was really strong in the first and second quarter. And I saw a peace on Coach Prime's face and realized this man has the confidence that even though the team is behind right now, they're going to win this game. And there are sometimes periods when we don't even know if we're going to come out of what we're in, the situation we're in. But, oh, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Be patient and wait on the Lord, and you'll come out on top. It's so wonderful. It's wonderful to know that God is there for you. So may you be blessed in all you do today, confident that the Spirit of God leads you with wisdom, and with love. So we're going to do our Monday Bible slogan here. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I do what it tells me to do. This is my Bible. It has given me new life. It is the Word of God. The Word of God sustains me every moment of every day. I know I don't have the Bible in front of me all the time, but I have enough scripture down inside that I am meditating on the verses that Holy Spirit brings up in my heart. And I hope that you are maturing into that kind of a lifestyle so that when you don't have the Bible with you, you are understanding it anyway. You are memorizing it and taking it into your heart. Praise the Lord. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. I have a new cover color on the power packs, and I was watching the Jacksonville Jaguars yesterday, and they have kind of a teal color. Well, I didn't copy my power pack after the Jacksonville Jaguars, but it is a new beautiful teal color. It just kind of pops. And so we have them in stock, and these will be great for presents with the holidays just around the corner. I've had to make a price increase of $15 for the acrylic binder and then $10 for the power pack in the cassette case. And Kimberly and I were busy putting together the power pack into the cassette cases this weekend. And you may order online in the resource section of the website at freedomstreet.org. So I hope that you will collect some and buy some and get some ready for the holidays. days, because if you're like me, I can't believe that it's almost fall. And where has this year gone? I do not have any idea. I don't have any idea. But we have to prepare for the holidays for our loved ones and our friends. And I'm so glad that your bindery could do all of this for me. I was really blessed. In 2024, and we're looking into the future here, and I got an article about Donald Trump and the people that are supporting Donald Trump, not specifically Donald Trump, but the people that are supporting him. And 2024 is MAGA burning the ships behind us. This one is for all the marbles. This is not a place where tepid half measures and gentlemanly pastels will suffice. Gentlemanly pastels. It means that you don't want to walk over anybody. You want to be sure that everybody is in agreement with you, and you want to be liked by everyone. You're not going to be liked by everyone, let me tell you. Get right with God. Put on the armor. Absorb the focus of fighting like the third monkey on the ramp to Noah's Ark, and get comfortable being uncomfortable. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. It's like in The Chosen, get used to different. Get used to different. It's not going to be the way it was. Our ally is anyone who stands beside us right now, excuse me. And anyone who doesn't will be left behind. The new sons and daughters of the revolution are going to look completely different. The Green Dragon Tavern may be a church, a lunchroom, a picnic table, or a tailgate. And the I had to look up Green Lantern. The Green Lantern Tavern was a bar and a speakeasy in St. Paul, Minnesota, which closed in 1934. It was the center of the city's underworld and a magnet for criminals like John Dillinger and Doc Barker and the Barker Gang. The mayor at that time said that criminals could hide out at the Green Lantern as long as they behaved themselves. Well, we don't want to be out in the dark, in the speakeasies and in the bars not only discontent, but not being able to preach or to tell the world about the truth. And we want to be there out in the open, not at the Green Dragon Tavern. But the Green Dragon Tavern can be a church or a lunchroom. You can speak to people across on a picnic table or a tailgate. It's important that we know that we can talk to anybody about Jesus in this country. We truly can. And from the ACLJ, the left is trying to ban President Trump from the ballot across the country. And we just filed in a major lawsuit to stop it. It's the most insidious manipulation of the Constitution I've ever seen, says Jay Sekulow. Far-left organizations are pressuring state officials to prevent Americans from voting for the candidate of their choice, declaring President Trump disqualified from office for insurrection under the 14th Amendment. The implications go far beyond his candidacy. There is a lawsuit demanding that the Secretary of State of Colorado unilaterally declare President Trump ineligible for the ballot. It's going on in this state, friends. And I don't know about all of you listening in Wyoming or Nebraska or Kansas or New Mexico, but I would check. I would say, can President Trump, if he is ahead in the primaries, be on the voting ballot? You might be surprised, like the people that are trying to take him off of the ballot here in Colorado. It's outrageous, says Jay Sekulow. That's not how the Constitution works. It's a direct violation of the voting rights of millions of Americans. This is election interference. ACLJ is now representing the Colorado Republican Committee. Praise God for for Jay Sekulow. I can't do that. And you and I, even together, couldn't do what he can do in the legal departments. I'll tell you what, I am so grateful for Jay Sekulow and ACLJ. So we just filed in federal court to intervene in the case. We'll take this fight all the way to the Supreme Court, if necessary. Oh, God bless you, Jay Sekulow, an American Center for Law and Justice. Our verse for this week, since we're reading through Isaiah, and it's such an important part, although it's in the very first part of Isaiah, chapter 26, I'm going to read from the Message. Throw wide the gates so good and true people can enter. People with their minds set on you, Lord, you keep completely whole. steady on their feet because they keep at it and don't quit. Depend on God and keep at it because in the Lord God you have a sure thing. Now, you may not be familiar with that verse, but in the New American Standard, it's the steadfast mind you will keep in perfect peace because he trusted you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord God we have an everlasting rock. And it's also different in the King James. You've probably learned it in the King James Version. The steadfast, let's see, the mindset on the, I've got two different verses I'm going at. I'm going to just go to the Passion before I get totally confused. But the steadfast mind, God will keep in perfect peace because that mind trusts in him. That mind is steadfast on God. In the Passion Translation, Isaiah 26, verse 1 through 8, the city is a stronghold for us. The Lord's salvation, like inner and outer walls, makes it secure. Open the gates and let a righteous, faith-filled people enter in. Here it is in the third verse of Isaiah 26. Perfect, absolute peace surrounds those whose imaginations are consumed by you and with you. They constantly trust in you. Yes, trust in the Lord Yahweh forever and ever. For Yah, the Lord God, is your rock of ages. He knocks down the high and mighty, and the lofty city he humbles and levels down to the dust to be trampled down by the feet of the poor and exploited. So we have a society where the elite think that they're going to take over and control the United States. They're going to control the simple people, the people of the middle class, the blue-collar workers. It's not going to be like that when God judges, because the low and the exploited and the poor are going to level down those people that have made themselves the echelon of the elite. The path of the righteous is smooth and level. God, the just one, you make clear path for them. Yes, we will follow your ways, Lord Yahweh, and entwine our hearts with yours, for the fame of your name is all that we desire. Praise the Lord. So thou wilt keep you in perfect peace when your mind is stayed on God. That is Isaiah 26, verse 3. And I know I read on till the seventh verse. And if you have time, because you're going to memorize this, this is going to get deep into your heart. If you have time, go to Isaiah 26 and read verse 3 through 7, and you will understand how God is going to take care of you. He truly is, especially if your mind is on him. Your steadfast mind is on God. He will give you that perfect peace. Praise God. Confession for today by Rick Renner. I confess that I am exactly the kind of person he wants to use. My heart is right with God. My attitude is willing, and I deeply desire for God to use me in a special way in this life. I am willing to learn and ready to be corrected. Well, I don't know. I am ready to be corrected. I want God to shape me to become a mighty instrument in his hands. Because of my attitude and my willing heart, God is going to use me mightily to further his kingdom on this earth. Oh, hallelujah. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Does that, you know, when he says, I am exactly the kind of person God wants to use, does that sound just a bit egotistical to you? My friend, what it is, it's confidence. It's confidence in who you are in Christ Jesus. And Hebrews 10, verse 35 says, cast not away your confidence in Jesus, for it has a great reward. So we see here that God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. He's taken those things that sound ridiculous to the world, and he's made and proven through them, through those things that are simple. And it says here in 1 Corinthians 1, 26 through 31, remember, dear brothers and sisters, that few of you were wise in the world's eyes or powerful or wealthy when God called you. Instead, God chose things the world considers foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Verse 27 of 1 Corinthians 1. Instead, God chose things the world considers foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise. And he chose things that are powerless to shame those who are powerful. God chose things despised by the world, things counted as nothing at all, and used them to bring to nothing what the world considers important. As a result, no one can ever boast in the presence of God. God has united you with Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God made him to be wisdom itself. And Christ made us right with God. He made us pure and holy. He freed us from sin. Oh, praise God forever. Therefore, as the scriptures say, if you want to boast, if you want to boast, boast only about the Lord. And I want to quote 1 Corinthians 1:30 in the New American Standard. It's just such a vivid description of what Jesus does in our lives. Christ became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Praise the Lord. He did all of that for you and me. I am so grateful. I will forever be grateful. As we meditate on our scripture of the week, Isaiah 26, verse 3, we see that a true Christian is one who thinks about God. The test is, what do you think of and focus on more often, God or the worldly things? If most of the Christian's thoughts are focused on his or her problems, then God is probably not at the center. Okay, if you're thinking thoughts of, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do this afternoon. I know that I've got this appointment and I just don't know what's going to happen. When you're thinking thoughts focused on the problems rather than God, he's probably not at the center of your heart. And on the other hand, if the believer's thoughts frequently turn to God, then he or she probably has a close walk with the Lord. The Bible tells us, think about the things of heaven and not the things of the earth. Or as the message clearly states in Colossians 3, 1 and 2, if you're serious about living this new creation life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Don't do that. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where, and it, what it is, what you are going to focus on is Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective, not your perspective, not even what you learned. If you got a master's or a PhD from college, you don't even think on those things, friend. They're not going to be important when it comes, when you're standing before God at the judgment seat. They're not going to be important anymore. They truly aren't. You may have heard the cynical expression, they are so heavenly minded that they are of no earthly good. We used to say that about Kimberly's father, John. Oh, John, you are so heavenly minded. You are of no earthly good. And you know what? That's a good place to be. In reality, if you truly are heavenly or spiritually minded, you will be one of the greatest earthly good. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that Kimberly and Dana had a father image that could portray more heavenly minded than earthly good. He was caught up with God every day. It's so wonderful. Those whose thoughts turn often to the Lord have been described as having a steadfast mind. And it's like a phrase I have on the desk in my study. The mind of the righteous is blessed. I say that often. So how does one put Isaiah 26:3 into practice? May I make some suggestions so you can see more clearly maybe what it takes to have a mind of peace, a mind of clarity, a mind of calmness in this world. And number one is, meditate upon God's attributes. For instance, verse 4 of Isaiah 6 says, "The Lord is our eternal rock." Think about what that really means. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. That's a wonderful old song that I learned when I was a little girl. David wrote a verse of scripture in Psalm 18, verse 1 and 2, lifting God with so many nouns that it has become one of my favorite verses to quote during the day. I love you, Lord, my God, my strength, my solid rock. That's what David wrote. My fortress, deliverer, in whom I take refuge. You are my shield of faith, the horn of my salvation. I call upon you, for you are my God and worthy of praise. Praise and honor his name during your day. It will just bless you so immensely. Jesus is our cornerstone, friend, the foundation of our life. And also, you can turn to God first when a problem or situation arises. It is easy to pick up the phone or call or text someone, but make sure you tell the Lord your concerns first. He wants to know everything about you. He truly does. And thank God for the good things in your life. Sometimes we forget about God when things are going well. Make a point of thanking Him throughout the day. It keeps you on the right track. And spend time in God's Word. Don't just read the Bible. Meditate on what you're reading. I got into a habit 48 years ago of underlining the important things that Holy Spirit brought to my mind and heart, and I am still doing it to this day. So I can, why do you do that, Barbara? Why do you underline? Because I can go back to that verse, go back to that portion of Scripture, and see it again and again, review it, and sometimes several times a day, and then when I do know it enough, I've got it memorized. So it keeps you alert and cognizant of who you're trusting in. As you go over the Scripture you're meditating on, you will memorize it. You will. And I find that when I say the reference over with a Scripture, it becomes automatic that I think of the reference first, and then the Scripture comes to mind. I hope this helps you in getting God's Word down into your heart and your spirit, because the mindset on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the Spirit is life and peace. I want to also give you some footnotes from the Passion about Isaiah 26, verse 3. And it says here, the steadfast mind is the Hebrew word yeser. According to Brown Driver Briggs' Hebrew lexicon, the Hebrew word yeser means imagination that forms and frames up. Imagining frames up one's reality. Excuse me, I'm going to read that again. The footnotes are very small. Imagination frames up one's reality. It is unfortunate that many today have rejected God-created imagination that each of us possesses. Our imagination must be set apart for God and continually made holy. The imagination, both good and evil, is a frequent concept in the Bible. The Hebrew word yezer is found 9 times in the Old Testament. So we cast down every evil and vain imagination and ask God to open up our godly and spiritual imagination to His peace and His wonderful rest, the rest that we can know in this busy and chaotic world. Here's John with the peace that Jesus gives.
Like the sunshine after rain, like a rest that follows pain, like a hope returned again, is the peace that Jesus gives. Forever I pray in
I hope you needed that too, to know that peace that Jesus gives. Oh, Father, you will keep us in perfect peace when our minds are fixed on you. Sometimes the things of this world, and you know, when I came in the studio today, the rushing traffic and all of that, you almost have to settle into a peace. And I need to admit to you, at the beginning of the program, I was not at peace. I wish I had played John's song at the beginning of the half hour, but I'm glad that you got to hear him talk about the peace that Jesus gives, that wonderful peace. I hope you have that peace. And as you dwell on God, as you dwell in his wonderful peace, you will know that peace in your heart. Oh, you'll be able to rest in him forever and ever. God bless you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.